Hey guys, thank you for joining me on episode 5 of the Solitary Heathen Witch podcast. In today's episode, we will be going over Ostara, also known as Ostara or Eostra. There's a lot of ways to say it, but it is the spring equinox. It is celebrated each year between March 20th to 23rd in the Northern Hemisphere, and September 20th to 23rd in the Southern Hemisphere. Just depending on when the spring equinox is, it varies. This year in the Northern Hemisphere, it is March 20th. Some celebrate it the same day every year, others celebrate it for a couple days, and some even celebrate it for a whole week. So previously we had Imbolc, and Imbolc is basically preparation of spring, while Ostara is the beginning of spring. It is when day and night are the same length, a perfect balance between dark and light, feminine and masculine. We'll start to see after this that the light is starting to take over. Ostara is the Germanic goddess of fertility, growth, rebirth, and innocence. And some of us believe that she is Freya. Some modern heathens and Norse pagans believe Ostara, also known as Eostra, being a Vanic goddess, or at least very close to the Vanir. A very old tale of Ostara is the ancient Germanic goddess of the spring transformed a bird into a hare, and the hare responded by laying colored eggs for her festival. She is the goddess of spring and dawn. She is mentioned in a number of inscriptions in Germany, and the modern holiday of Easter originally came from her name for the spring equinox, because the name Eostri, I believe, is Old Germanic for Ostara. When we see Ostara, we see her as a young maiden. She's old enough to bear children, but not quite yet a mother. We'll see her covered a lot in flowers and new greenery, dancing around and being joyous. We can also see her very calm, though, like spring itself. She is when the birds start chirping again outside, or when the plants start to grow, new flowers blossom, the trees start to bud, and new leaves grow. She is Earth awakening. So a lot of symbols that are associated with her are rabbits and eggs. And we see these because during this time is when all the rabbits start to come out of their burrows. You see a lot of baby rabbits around because rabbits, as we know, are very fertile. So it's a lot of symbols to do with fertility. The eggs are also a symbol of fertility. But another reason why we see eggs a lot is because what many people don't know are chickens stop laying eggs in the winter if they are in natural light. They start laying eggs again around this time when they have about at least 12 hours of sunlight. So after the harsh winters, and we go into spring, eggs were a very good source of protein for our ancestors. So this time, eggs would be eaten a lot. So sometimes we see the goddess with the body of a woman and the head of the rabbit. We also see her depicted as the hare itself. It is a very big symbol in the Celtic tradition. The hare is sacred to the goddess and is the totem animal of lunar goddesses, because the nocturnal hare is associated with the moon. They both die when the morning comes up and are resurrected when in the evenings. So they represent rebirth of nature in the spring, and both the moon and the hare were believed to die daily in order to be reborn. So that is why the hare is a symbol of immortality. It is also a major symbol of fertility and abundance because, fun fact, the rabbit can conceive while pregnant. So over the centuries, these symbols have turned into what we know today as the Easter Bunny, who brings eggs to children. Now, the egg symbolizes the rebirth of nature, the fertility of the earth, and all creations. In many traditions, the egg is a symbol for the whole universe. We also sometimes see in mythologies that the goddess is associated with the serpent or dragon energy. Other symbols we associate with Ostara are all spring flowers, like daffodils, primroses, violets, catkins. The colors we normally see are bright green, yellow, purple, and a lot of pastel colors. Some stones are quartz, rose quartz, amethyst, and citrine, just to name a few. A lot of food that is eaten are eggs, but if you don't eat eggs, you can substitute chocolate eggs, creams, milk, salad, nuts, and seeds. And some bake Ostara bread around this time. And then with the cooking, some people will put charms on their food. And then we have incense. And I like to use a lot of fresh incense that remind me of spring, like rose, jasmine, strawberry. My favorite, though, is the rain incense. And then we have some ideas for your altar, like colored eggs, seeds, feathers, all spring flowers, the colors green, yellow, purple, or the pastel-y colors, and any foliage. Now, when it comes to your eggs, you can either boil an egg and paint it, and you write like your wishes on it, and then some will eat this egg in a way to kind of like charm the egg or wishes and intentions for the year. Some will empty the egg, where you just put like a pinhole in the top and bottom, drain the yolk, and then you could paint the egg and add flowers and make this a charm, put it on your altar. Even some people will bury a raw egg by the entrance to their home to ensure abundance for the forthcoming year and fertility in your garden. During this time, we see a lot of outdoor rituals if the weather is nice. It's a good time for motivation and completing goals. Another big thing is gardening, starting to plant the seeds. Now, I'm going to start my seeds indoors because I live near the mountains, so it's still a little cold outside to do this. What I was taught was when the last snow on the top of the mountain is melted, that's when we plant outside. So this Ostara, I will be planting indoors, making flower wreaths, and planting other seeds. Okay, so this wraps it up for my Ostara episode. If you would like, stay after the ad for the small business shoutouts. And I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. All right, now it's time for our small business shout out. So these are shops that you guys shared with me. I'm going to start with at Viking Within. And they do Norse pagan wood burning pieces as well as some leather, handmade Norse art. So you can find them on Etsy, searching Viking Within, or also on Instagram at Viking_within. Another shop we have is at Creations at Heart, one word on Instagram, also on Etsy as Creations at Heart, and they do wire-wrapped necklaces, so assortment of stones or crystals wrapped in a copper wire. I might say this wrong, I'm sorry, but we have at Norse Pagan Niceties. This shop is inspired by the Norse pagan lifestyle and religion and provides ethically sourced items. So right now you can find them on Instagram. I'm also going to share that in the description. Another shout out was for Red Clay Construction, and you can find them on Instagram as well. at Red Clay Construction, one word. Another one we have is Wildling Woods. You can find them on Etsy. I believe it's just Wildling Woods on Etsy. And you can also follow them on Instagram. You have Jake the Wildling and Lindsay the Wildling. And I'm going to share this also in the description. And they do some pretty cool woodwork as well. Definitely check them out. A new shop I have added to the small business shoutouts is Mystical Musings. You can find them on Instagram at Mystical Musings Official, all one word, no underscores. And it's a metaphysical shop in Texas. And you can find their address and website on their Instagram page. If you stuck around to the ending, thank you. I will be posting on my Instagram questions for you guys on more ideas for future episodes. And also, if you have a small business that you would like to be shouted out, please send me a message and I'll be sharing them every Mondays and also adding it to the end of the podcast. Thanks, guys.